on this special anniversary for our nation, 250 years of being able to celebrate, coming together openly like this. I think we often take it for granted that we're able to gather together and pray and seek the Lord without fear of persecution or threat to us, and so it's good to be together. I'm going to open us with just a reading from God's Word and try to do this one-handed. And then I'm going to pass it on to some of our various faith leaders and ministers from the community who are going to lead us in prayer at different times. But this year's theme is 1 Chronicles 16:24, which is we are to declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. And that's what I hope we do as we gather together for this National Day of Prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Dennis Radford to come up and to open us in prayer together this afternoon.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you because we know that you are God. And besides thee is none other. We thank you, Father, for this day of light, this day of love, and this day of living. Father, we do acknowledge if we ever needed prayer and ever needed to pray. Oh God, we're living in such a time, Father. And we ask you, oh God, that you will continue to hear our cry. Father, we pray without ceasing. Father, we pray forevermore.
Amen.
Father, we do know that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, woman, girl, or boy availeth much.
Amen.
Father, we do know that your Son said that men should always pray and not faint.
Amen.
Father, we lift our Heavenly Father, we lift our nation, our world, our government.
Yes.
We lift up the White House.
Yes.
In your presence, in
yes.
your name,
yes.
oh God.
Yes.
If we ever needed you before,
yes.
even in the White House,
yes.
in the courthouse,
yes.
in the jailhouse,
yes.
in the schoolhouse,
yes.
in our house,
yes.
and in your house,
yes.
we need you now, oh
yes.
God.
Yes.
Father, we just need you,
yes.
Father, and Father, help us to pray.
Yes.
Help us pray the right prayer.
Yes.
Help us to pray with sincereness
yes.
of heart.
Yes.
Help us to pray with power of believing that you can
yes.
and will
yes.
answer prayer.
Yes.
Father, we understand that faith without works is dead.
Yes.
Father, we do understand asking you, pleading you, but not believing you. It can all be in vain. Father, if there ever was a time America needs you, it's right now, oh God. Even in our little city, our little town, our little village, we need you, oh God. Have mercy upon all of us. Father, we say thank you for this moment, bringing together black and white,
yes.
Trent County and Katy,
yes.
right here in this spot, oh God.
Yes.
Have your way.
Yes.
Touch heart,
yes.
touch mind,
yes.
touch soul,
yes.
that we will ever remember
yes.
that prayer works.
Yes. All the time.
We thank you, God, for the power
yes.
of prayer. Above all, we thank you for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer. We say thank you. We thank you for the life that he lived, the death that he died. He was buried and rose again the third day. We say thank you in the precious promised name of Jesus. Asking with the forgiveness of them sin and never doubt it. Let the church say, Amen.
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 All right, let's. I'm hyped up. I don't know about you. That's right. I'd like to ask Mayor Todd King to come. It's so good to have city and county officials here as well to lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Brother Matt. First of all, I want to give thanks and the glory for what's a huge and tremendous crowd we've got here today.
Yeah.
Give yourself a round of applause. Let us pray, please. Dear Lord, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome each of you here today and encourage each of you to pray daily. And pray daily, every day, for elected officials in our cities and counties, and most of all for our nation, dear Lord.
Forgive us when we don't, Lord.
We have a supreme authority in our lives, which is God, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Scripture mandates that we pray for all those in authority that we may live a quiet and a peaceful life. If it is ever a time that our nation needs peace and unity, it is right now. I believe it is a time for America to wake up and believe in the power of prayer. And dear Lord, just give us the opportunity, dear Lord, not just pray when we need you, but pray every day for a better life that each one of us can live. And dear Lord, just make sure that it's not too late, dear Lord. If there's anyone here this morning, this afternoon, that is lost, there's plenty of Christians here that can speak to you, dear Lord. And dear Lord, I just thank you for saving me. And thank you for providing for each one of our lives, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, in your humble name, amen.
And thank you, Mayor. I'd also like to ask Judge Executive Stan Humphreys to come up and lead us as well. Again, it's so good to have city and county leaders and representatives here today.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. And thank you all for coming today. As the mayor said, and I'll echo, thank you for your time out of this busy schedule and this day to be part of this service today. It's beautiful weather. In the shadows here today, it's a bit cool. We have stood on some hot days out in front of the Justice Center before.
Right.
And so what a change this is, a breath of fresh air. Let's bow together. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to stand here today without fear of those who might think otherwise coming in, being part of this service and disrupting us. We thank you for the opportunity to go to you with prayer, with our petitions, with those that are things that constrain us, that worry us, that bother us from time to time. And we ask you, Lord, that you just give us peace as right now, all our minds, that we can focus
Lord.
In on the service,
Lord.
That we can take today's service and utilize it for what it is, an offering back to you for saying thanks and all the things that you bless us with. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who was, that died on that rugged cross so many years ago. That rose on the third day, as was said before, Father, and just came back to us, Father, that all that might know him and give their lives to him might be offered the plan of salvation, that they too can know freely, Father, the love that you have for them. And for those that we've come in contact with on a daily basis that have never heard the word of Christ spoke before, Father, that we might just take this opportunity, put that person in our midst, that we might have an opportunity to share with them the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, as I come and offer a prayer today for our county, Father, we know there are parts of our county, issues in our county, not like any other place, but we know, Father, that the only one that can heal those brokenness, those things which ail us, is you.
Yes.
And Father, we turn all these things over to you. We know there's many here that serve in the pulpits each and every Sunday, that proclaim the word of Jesus Christ, and it falls on deaf ears occasionally. Father, we ask that you might just open our ears and have our hearts be a vessel for you. Father, we thank you for all the things you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the ones who are not able to be here today for whatever reason. We know there is sickness and there is health issues and there's ailments that have restricted those not being here today. Lift those up, Father. Those names, and none of that is things that you are not aware about. But Father, we'll lift those names up to you. Father, thank you for this group of people that's assembled here today that is not ashamed to show the love of Christ in them. And they come without fear or failure today to proclaim you as the true living God. Father, we thank you for all the blessings of this community. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the ones who give so much to this community, Father. We ask you by just watch over us and care for us. For it's in Jesus Christ's precious name we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Stan. We very much appreciate that. Now we get the opportunity to hear a word from Brother Marvin Barnes at Bloomfield Baptist Church. Excited to have him here with us as he's going to share from God's word and encourage us together today. Amen.
Glory. Glory. Can we give God a hand clap of praise? Nobody but God knows how to bring people together. Regardless of race, color, creed, or ethnicity, he knows how to bring us together. Let us bow our head. Father God, we come thanking you, O Lord God, for yet this opportunity, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Lord God, that you woke us up this morning and you allowed for the blood to be running still warm in our veins. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you didn't stop there, but you gave us the faculty, O Lord God, of our limbs. When we stood up this morning, O Lord God, it was because of you. When we walked across the floor, O Lord God, it was because of you. But you didn't stop there. When we went to our cupboards, O Lord God, and we opened up our cupboards and we still had food to eat, it was because of you. But you didn't stop there, dear Heavenly Father. When we looked back into the bedroom and we saw our loved ones that were still on this side of glory, it was because of you. And Father, it is because of you that we are standing here right now at this present moment. Oh, glory to God. Father, we look to the hills right now from which cometh our help, Lord God. And we know that all of our help comes from you, O Lord God. Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart at this very moment be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. It is in the mighty name of Jesus we do pray, and for his sakes, amen. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing it is for me to be standing here before you. I would be amiss if we didn't first give honor and glory to God, who is truly the head of our life, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then I want to thank someone that may have made it down here, and she may still be on her way. But you know, behind or standing beside every good man, there has to be a good woman. Amen. And I was reminded that when I met her, the old deacon said, this is the way that you stay married for 72 years. He says, as the man, you gotta always have the last word. We looked at him kind of crazy, like, how in the world do you mean? You about to get us kicked out. He said, no, I'm telling you, you gotta have the last word. She say, shut up, and you say, yes, ma'am. So I want to give her credit and give the wonderful lady that God has blessed me with. To all of the fellow watchmen that are gathered here, the pastors, the ministers that are gathered here on the watch wall, to all of you that thought it not robbery to come out here for a few moments, I'm not going to be before you too long. I tell them there at Bloomfield, and by the way, let me recognize the Bloomfield faithful that are here. Amen. Amen. It's a poor frog that don't praise his own pond. But as I tell them there, I only have two speeds. That's start and stop. Amen. I'd like to direct your attention right now, if you don't mind, to the book of Luke. Luke, the 18th chapter. And I'm going to read for you the first 8 verses. But the emphasis will be on that first verse. And it reads as follows. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray, and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he was not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? Though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Verse 1, one more time. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, there was in the city, I'm sorry, that men ought to always pray and not to faint. I want to talk for just a little while with you about persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. The first thing that we have to acknowledge and look at and examine is, what exactly is prayer? Prayer is an ongoing conversation that we have with our God. When we communicate with God, or anytime we have good communication, that means that we are both talking and we're listening. Anytime that we're praying to our God, we have to be mindful that we're not just doing all of the talking, but we are, in fact, doing some of the listening. Now, there's something unique about God's word, because God always connects all the dots. And when we're in communication with God, there's another verse that I'm reminded of that says that he'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. I understand it only got a little while, so I got to hurry up with this, y'all. But when I'm thinking about the conversation that I'm having with God, and why God would say here in his word, why Jesus would teach the disciples right here with this parable, that man ought to always pray. Because if man is always praying, that means he's always in conversation with God, which means he's always got his mind stayed on him, which means that he's always able to keep us in perfect peace. Is somebody with me? Also, I took out of this that when we're praying, there are a couple of things that God reminds us in the scripture. One is, he reminds us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, why is this important? Because persistency means that you keep on going even though times get rough. Persistency means that even when the storm clouds roll in, and the thunder is rolling, and the lightning is flashing, when the rain is pouring, when the wind is tossing you from side to side, you keep on praying. Praying reminds me that even when weeping comes in, weeping will only endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm sorry, y'all, but you know you invited a preacher, and preachers got to preach. Am I so reminded? Persistence means we got to be patient. You know, we as people, it doesn't matter what color you are, what race, or what creed, we all have a problem with waiting. There are three things that you get from God, three answers. The first two we're very familiar with, the third one we have a hard time with. The first one is yes. Everybody agree with me that we have no problem when we pray and God says yes. The next one we have a big problem with. Whenever we begin to pray and what we ask for, God says no. The third one, though, is the one that we have the biggest problem with. That's the one that requires us to be persistent with our prayers. That's the one where God says, no, wait a while. Come here, somebody. You see, God says yes when he knows it's something that you really need and you need it right now. I'm glad we serve a God like that that knows all of our needs. But God says no when he knows that it's something that you ain't got no business with, because he understands that everything you want, you don't need. Oh, but but then there comes a time when we get to the third answer.
Yes.
That answer is wait a while.
Yeah.
Y'all bear with me just for a minute. I would give it to you right now, but I got some more work to do on you. I would give it to you, but you're a little bit boastful right now.
All right.
If I gave it to you right now, you might get beside yourself.
All right.
You might think yourself more highly than somebody else. And I want you to know that it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. It doesn't matter about the house you're in. I'm still God. So what God tells us is, I want you to wait a while. But this is the importance as I'm trying to get to a close. While you're waiting, don't forget and stop praying. While you're waiting, I want you to keep on praying. Why do I want you to keep on praying? Because joy comes in the morning. Why do I want you to keep on praying? That though the winds of life may be raging, and the storms may be casting you like a ship out upon the sea, what I want you to remember is, I am the one that rules the wind and the water. I am the master of the sea. So I want you to wait a while.
Yes.
Wait on. Just a little while longer.
Yes.
And everything, I promise you,
amen,
is going to be all right.
Yes.
Why is it going to be all right?
Yes.
Because Jesus then told me,
yes,
that everything will be all right.
Yes.
There is a song that the songwriter sang as I come to a close. I want you to be reminded of what a friend we have in Jesus.
Yeah.
All of our sins and griefs to bear.
Yeah.
What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, what peace sometimes we often forfeit.
Yeah.
Oh, what needless pain we bear.
Yeah.
All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials? Have you any tribulations? You can take it to the Lord in prayer. If you don't remember nothing else, remember no matter what life brings your way, Cadence, no matter what life brings your way, Hopkinsville, no matter what life brings your way, Kentucky, no matter what life brings your way, United States of America, no matter what life brings your way, wherever you are in this world, if you don't remember nothing else, remember these things. Push, pray until something happens. PCT, prayer changes things. Good God Almighty, I believe I'll stop right there. It's been a good time that I had with you this morning. But Lord, I gotta go. But there's one more thing before I leave you. I gotta leave you with this. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. They put a crown of thorns on your Lord and my Lord's head. They nailed him in his hands and they nailed him in his feet. Then they pierced him. They pierced him in his side. They tell me that the blood, it came streaming down. I don't know about y'all, but I remember and I know it was the blood that made a difference at Calvary. Yes, it did. Tell me that he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. Then they took him down and they put him in an old borrowed tomb. The reason why it was borrowed, because he wasn't planning on staying there too long. Good God Almighty. That he stayed there all night on the second night. I can hear the grave saying, I got him, I got him, I got him. I can hear the death angel saying, we finally strung him. But early, can face tomorrow.
Yes.
Because he got up.
Yes.
We can get up.
Yes.
Prayer changes things.
Yes.
Pray until something happens.
Cody Show, pastor at New Jerusalem, to come pray for us. Just one quick prayer note. Many of you will know Brother Bobby Sellers, who's our association mission strategist, our director of missions, is not here today. He actually, his father-in-law, fell and is in the hospital. So we encourage you to pray for Bobby and his family. We want to make sure he sends his regrets that he couldn't be here today. But add him to your prayer list, Brother Cody.
Amen. That was a good preaching there, brother. Yeah, we, Brother Bobby regrets not being here, and we kind of regret him not being here. So, actually, we're pretty thankful he's not here. Anyway, let's go to the Lord's Word of Prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. God, this is the day you've made, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to be glad of it.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that we feel here today.
Oh, yes.
God, you are three in one, Lord, and the Spirit is here with us, Father. And Lord, we thank you for that. We praise your name, Lord, that you did send your Son to die for us, Father. And Lord, he's not like any other God, Father, that this world serves, Lord. This Jesus is not there in the tomb no more, Father. He is sitting on your right hand, Father, and he's waiting to come get us one of these days, Father. And Lord, we thank you for that promise. We thank you for the preacher. We ask that you bless him and his family and his church, God, in a mighty way. And Father, we pray as Christians coming together, Lord, white, black, Mexican, all of us, Lord, we can pray that we reach this county, Lord, in north, south, east, and west. Father, you know that more than 77% of this county is unchurched, Father. And Lord, we pray that God, that 77% is touched, Lord, that we come together as a union, Father, as your church, Father, not as New Jerusalem or Crossroads, not as Canton, not as Locust Grove, not as Bloomfield, not as any other church, Lord, but Father, we pray that you help us to come together as a church of God, Father, to come and to enjoy the benefits of you being our God, Father, and to come and tell people about you, Jesus. Father, we pray that the lost will be saved and the saved will be strengthened through our endeavors as we serve you until that righteous day, Lord, that glorious day that you come and get us. Father, we thank you for all that you do. We pray the blessing upon everybody here today. And Lord, we thank you for our leaders. And we pray, Father, your word tells us, Lord, you put them in place, God. So, God, we pray that you put bless every leader, Lord, from Brother Todd to Brother Stan to even all the way up to President Trump, Lord. We ask that you bless each and every one of them, Lord, mayors and governors and all of it, Father, and presidents. Father, we pray for them. But, Father, most importantly, Lord, as Christians, and I believe most of us here today, Lord, our prayer is that the lost will be saved, Father.
Yes.
And their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we pray a fervent prayer, God, that Lord, if there's one here today, Lord, this was worth every bit of, Father, that they would get saved.
Yes.
Father, we love you, we praise you, and we ask all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Brother Cody. You know, Jesus prayed on earth as it is in heaven. And I think we got a taste of that here this afternoon, and I'm thankful for that. We're going to close by having Brother Josh Webster. He is the youth and family pastor at Cadiz Baptist. Close us from this time together. But just because we closed didn't mean you got to leave. You can stay here in fellowship, spend time together as the family of God. And so it's good to be together. Thank you all so much for coming. But when Josh says amen, at least the official service will end, and then the fellowship can continue long after.
Let's pray. God in heaven, we thank you that you've given us the privilege of prayer.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for your word today. Lord, we understand that apart from you, we can do nothing.
Yes.
Lord, let us be reminded that our prayer reveals to us and demonstrates to us our dependence upon you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord, help us to not count it a small thing that you have given us the privilege to be able to come to you. Lord, help us to communicate that truth and that wonderful privilege that it is to a lost and dying world. Lord, I pray that you will bless the speakers that we've had today. Thank you for those who are faithful and bold to come up and pray. Lord, we thank you for this community, for the local church. We thank you for the Big C Church. Lord, we thank you that we all belong, all nations, tribes, tongue, nations, all belong. And so, Father, we pray today, as we consider that you are sovereign over all things, Lord, we understand that you have given us responsibility to leverage our lives where we are for the sake of the gospel. Lord, that we are to be salt and light, not just in our communities, but, Lord, in our homes. The word is to go into Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the world. But Lord, let us start with us.
Amen.
Let us start right here. Lord, help us to steward our lives well. Lord, help us to be sensitive to your spirit, that we would look for opportunities to serve you, that we would look for opportunities to be faithful in conversations, in our homes, in our jobs, at the grocery store, in all things that we do. And Lord, you may get all the glory for it. In Christ's name, amen.